The FBI arrested two scientists in San Diego yesterday for stealing genetic material and research from the Harvard University Medical School laboratory. They also allegedly tried to sell the material to a Japanese company. Thanasi Kambanis joins us from the Boston Globe. He reported the story in today's editions. Thanasi, who are the two scientists charged and how do they do it?
Zhang Yu Zhu is a 30-year-old Chinese national who is a biomedical doctoral fellow at Harvard at the time, and his partner in crime is Kayoko Kimbara, 32, a Japanese national. The two of them were working in a lab for 2 years at Harvard Medical School, and they started working the overnight graveyard shift from 11 p.m. till dawn, secretly making lines of genetic coding to make powerful drugs that could help organ transplant recipients. When confronted, they fled and relocated to Texas, where they tried to sell the drugs in violation of their patent agreement with Harvard to a Japanese drug company.
So when they were working on the stuff on the graveyard shift, did they actually have to go back, break in, get the stuff, and take it to Texas?
They had lab access as employees of Dr. Frank McKeon's lab at the medical school. But what they were trying to do was develop extra and secret lines of these drug products that he didn't know about. They've signed the same confidentiality agreement that all medical researchers do, which essentially licenses all the work to Harvard. And in this case, they were showing some of their work to their boss, so it looked like they were getting the job done. And then in their own time, they were developing extra versions of the same thing that they could use for their own gain.
So they took it to Texas. What did they do with it there?
Essentially, before they left, they actually emptied out the laboratory over Christmas break in 1999 when the rest of the lab staff was away. Zhu accepted a job in Texas without telling anyone at Harvard, and then when everyone was gone, they took about $500,000 worth of equipment and primary research out of the lab and shipped it to this new lab in Texas. And when there, they contacted a Japanese drug company and actually sent them the research, hoping to start producing these immunosuppressive drugs that they could start commercially selling.
So how did they get caught?
Well, clearly, when people came back from vacation and saw, not only did they see a lot of their equipment missing, but material left behind had been sabotaged, either mislabeled or tampered with, and suspicion apparently immediately fell to these two, and Harvard officials confronted them. They angrily denied everything and announced that they were going to resign and move to Texas. And I think at that point, Harvard officials must have known, because within 6 months, they went and raided Zhu's new lab in San Antonio, where they were able to reclaim a tiny fraction of the missing product.
What charges do they face?
They face charges of theft of trade secrets and for transporting stolen property across state lines.
And what kind of penalties would be imposed?
Well, they face a total of 25 years in prison and collectively $750,000 in fines each.
Now, why was the stuff so valuable?
Well, the commercial potential of these drugs is apparently, if the feds are to be believed, enormous. These are gene codes that can block the immunoresponse to an organ transplant recipient, and they also have potential effects for cardiovascular disease and for nervous system disease.
What happens to the research now?
Well, Harvard's patent application for this research was delayed because of this theft of the material, but the research should be licensed to Harvard and they should be able to take out a patent on it.
Thanasi, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanasi Kambanis is a reporter for the Boston Globe.